I think it's a very strong national development plan for Donegal. Really importantly, the three key roads infrastructures and the roads infrastructure projects in the county, that being the Ballaba Face Renorler bypass, the Letterkenny to Manor Cunningham, Bunahee Link project, and also the Manor to Lifford dual carriageway, are all included for prioritisation under this national development plan period, so that work and planning can continue in that, and that they are the funding and agreement that they will be funded is secure in the national development plan. Also, the A5 as well, importantly, and likewise as well in relation to significant investment in relation to water and housing, which will be really important for the county in the time ahead. Also then, from an agriculture and marine point of view, significant investment to support farming and the food sector, and indeed our marine sector in terms of harbour development, including funding to allow continued progress in Killybegs and, for example, Greencastle. So overall, it's a strong national development plan, and alongside, of course, that then the continued progress and development of the shared island approach and the €500 million funding for cross-border projects.
And when can those in Donegal start to reap the benefits of this plan?
Well, this is a plan between now and 2030, but overall what it does, it sets out a framework for investment at national level and also the key priority projects which will definitely be part of that, and indeed funding allocation which will allow other projects not necessarily named. But the key objective here is ensuring that some of those flagship investment projects in the county and the region can continue. So in that regard, for example, the Pacific commitment to the 3 10T projects, that being Letterkenny Manor, Manor Lifford, and this Renorler bypass, is really, really important, as well as the wider infrastructure investment in terms of housing, water, and broadband too, for example.